Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you remember what happened yesterday?
We were trying to figure out how many Israelites it takes to seal a scroll.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there was lots of name dropping.
Oh my God, so many names.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all names.
Yeah, they were just trying to see how many names they can fit into one chapter, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, that was Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 10.
Sure as fuck was.
And today we're going to be reading
Nehemiah chapter 11.
All right, let's go do this.
Okie dokie.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, Nehemiah chapter 11.
Okay.
Now, the leaders of the people settled in Jerusalem.
Now they did.
The rest of the people cast lots to bring one out of every 10 of them to live in Jerusalem, the holy city, while the remaining 9 were to stay in their own towns. That's an odd vote.
Yeah.
What?
Well, they're trying to create Jerusalem as a meaningful city. Like, I don't know.
Only so many people can live there, and
they
so
need at least
like,
so many that live there, because like they're drawing lot. They're taking.
You gotta live here. Is it you gotta live here, or is it you're so lucky you get to live here?
I don't know.
Because that makes all the difference, right?
It does.
The people commended all who volunteered to live in Jerusalem.
Oh, see there. Okay. They didn't necessarily
they
want
to. They didn't want to. Okay. These are the provincial leaders who settled in Jerusalem. Now, some Israelites, priests, Levites, temple servants, and descendants of Solomon's servants lived in the towns of Judah, each on their own property in the various towns. This is parentheses voice.
Got it.
While other people from both Judah and Benjamin lived in Jerusalem. Okay. Anyways.
Sure.
Colon.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the people. From the descendants of Judah, Athaiah, son of Uzziah, the son of Zechariah, the son of Amariah, the son of Shephatiah, the son of Mahalalel, a descendant of Perez, and Messiah, son of Baruch, the son of Kolhoza, the son of Haziah, the son of Adiah, the son of Huarib, the son of Zechariah, a descendant of Shelah.
There you go.
Okay, now you know.
Yeah.
The descendants of Perez who lived in Jerusalem totaled 468 men of standing, not of sitting.
Okay.
From the descendants of Benjamin, Salu, son of Meshulam, the son of Joed, the son of Pedaiah, the son of Kaliah, the son of Messiah, the son of Ithiel, the son of Jeshiah, and his followers.
Just what possible relevance does this ever have? To anybody.
It's very important to these people.
To
the
them.
Names are very important to them.
Okay. All right.
It's how they trace their lineage.
It's painful.
They don't have Ancestry.com.
Yeah, I understand.
And they found importance in knowing who their great-greats were.
Okay.
We just don't give a fuck is all.
Right, yeah.
So, I mean, what are the things that we care about that they might think is stupid?
Like I don't
Twitter
know.
Following?
Well, yeah, that would be definitely one of those
See?
Things. Because they don't even know what the fuck it is.
Exactly.
But, yeah.
So
it's painful.
Well, they are just counting their Twitter following.
Okay.
That's
Got
all.
It.
Anyway, and his followers, Gabai and Salai, 928 men.
Okay.
Joel, son of Zikri, that guy was their chief officer. And
Got
Judah,
it.
Son of Hasanua, was over the new quarter of the city.
Of course he was.
From the priests, Jediah, the son of Huarib, Jachin, Sariah, son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Zadok, the son of Merayath, the son of Ahitub, the official in charge of the house of God, and their associates who carried on work for the temple, 822 men.
Okay.
Adaiah, son of Jeroam, the son of Pelaliah, the son of Amzi, the son of Zechariah, the son of Pashur, the son of Malkiah, and his associates who were heads of families. 200. What?
This is so difficult to just sit here and listen to because I'm trying
I
to
know.
Comment and I'm like, it's just names.
I know.
And names.
242 men.
242? Okay.
Yeah, I'm yeah. really sorry. And
hey,
this is
you know?
Totally boring, but again, we're just reading every word so that we can say
oh,
we
I know.
Read the Bible.
I know.
That's
I know.
Our goal. Just
I'm
getting
here.
Through it.
I'm here.
I'm helping everybody listening. Just get through it.
Yep.
Amashai, son of Azarel, the son of Azai, the son of Meshilamoth, the son of Immer, and his associates who were men of standing. 128.
Yeah. They were capable.
They were very capable. Their chief officer was Zabdiel, son of Hagedolim.
Hagedolim.
Hagedolim. From the Levites, Shemaiah, son of Hashub, the son of Azrakam, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Bunny, Shabbathiah, and Josabab, two of the heads of the Levites who had charge of the outside work of the house of God.
Okay.
Mattaniah, son of Micah, the son of Zabdi, the son of Asaph, the director who led in thanksgiving and prayer. Bakbukiah, second among his associates, and Abda, son of Shammua, the son of Galal, the son of Jeduthun.
Okay.
The Levites in the holy city totaled 284.
All right.
The gatekeepers, Akub, Talman, and their associates who kept watch at the gates, 172 men.
Okay.
Okay. The rest of the Israelites, with the priests and the Levites, were in all the towns of Judah, each on their own ancestral property. The temple servants lived on the hill of Ophel, and Zia and Gishpa were in charge of them. The chief officer of the Levites in Jerusalem was Uzi, son of Bani, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Mattaniah, the son of Micah. Uzi was one of Asaph's descendants, who were the musicians responsible for the service of the house of God. Bam, 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 the music. The musicians were under the king's orders, which regulated their daily activity.
I remember, but that was true back when they did the other ones, too.
Yeah. Pethahiah, son of Meshezabel, one of the descendants of Zerah, son of Judah, was the king's agent in all affairs relating to the people.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, as for the villages with their fields, some of the people of Judah lived in Kiriath Arba and its surrounding settlements, in Dibon and its settlements, in Jekabzeel and its villages, in Jeshua, in Moladah, in Beth-Pelet, in Hazar-Shul, in Beersheba and its settlements, mm-hmm. in Ziklag, in Makona and its settlements, in Rimmon, in Zora, in Jarmuth, Zenoa, Adullam and their villages, in Lachish and its fields, and in Azekah and its settlements.
All those places.
They lived those places.
Uh-huh.
So they were all living the way. Oh, wait. No, hold on. So they were living all the way from Beersheba to the Valley of Hinnom, which I'm going to guess they're trying to convey as a very big, large swath of land. The descendants of the Benjamites from Geba lived in Mikmash, Paddywhack, Give a Dog a Bone, Asia, Bethel and its settlements, in Anathoth, Nob, and Ananiah, in Hazor, Ramah, and Gittaim, in Hadid, Zeboiim, and Nebelot.
This is where the Benjaminites lived. Is that
yeah,
right?
Okay. In Lod and Ono and in Gi-Hirishim.
So they lived in a lot of fucking places.
A bunch
Those
of other
Benjaminites.
Yeah. Some of the divisions of the Levites of Judah settled in Benjamin. The end.
Oh, some of okay.
Oh my God, try. Just try.
Try what?
To like make sense. Try to make sense, Bible.
It's a list of fucking names and places that people lived. Like, and it's about people I don't care about.
Right?
I mean, like, there's no story to it. Like, you lost me on the story. There is no story.
No.
This is not story. This is just, like,
this is a
proof
census
that they're Israelites. Because they're coming back from, you know, exile, right?
Yeah.
They're literally just trying to prove that they are... Israelites.
This
or something
is their ancestry.com right here. They're putting it back together, and that's all it is.
Really annoying.
It's a census.
Yeah.
Okay. And
boring.
Sorry, guys.
It really is.
Doing my best
I don't have much to interject. I feel bad. I'm like, I'm just leaving you to it because there's nothing really to say. It's like, yep, that's a name. That's another name. That's a place.
I mean, honestly, with me just tripping over these names as much as I do.
Right.
Any extra intermissions or
interjections,
that's a word, is probably just going to make it longer than it needs to be. So,
All right. Well, that was Nehemiah chapter 11.
It sure as fuck was.
Hopefully, we'll be back with some storyline for tomorrow.
Nehemiah chapter 12.
All right. We'll see you guys then.
Yep. Bye.
Hey, wife. I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.